And on the Newsmakers Hotline, I have Chuck Sink, a friend and a great PR pro from New Hampshire. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Tom.
Tell the folks a little bit about what is a PR pro.
Well, I'll tell you what I know about PR pros. A PR pro basically works with businesses to discover, you know, what's newsworthy about them, what's exciting, what's relevant to the marketplace, the public, perhaps, and you know, work with them to write stories, write you know, various articles that position them for their for the client's expertise, for what they're doing that's exciting, that's making a difference. Not only in the market, but maybe in their community as well. That's a very important component, of course, giving back, and we want people to know, you know, what we're doing to help out as well. So it's not all about promoting our business. It's a lot about telling good stories and connecting with the public and you know, having something newsworthy to talk about. The other thing I did want to mention, Tom, is marketing is probably more of the profession that I focus on. Public relations and marketing certainly go hand in hand. But as a public relations, when I put that hat on, I'm generally working with clients to write stories and press releases and things like that. And, you know, like the story that you and I worked on together back in 2016. That's public relations, and I think that's a good, you know, PR pro example, if you will. I'm not going to necessarily call myself a big pro there, but you know, writing is a skill that I do bring to the table, and so I guess that's my answer, as long-winded as it may be.
You bring it well. And Chuck Sink, just tell people about your company and your website, so if people like this discussion, because they're going to get a little lesson here, they can get a hold of you.
Okay, well, thank you. You can see my company at chucksinklink.com, or just chucksink.com will get you there. And my company is kind of a hybrid marketing agency. I kind of like to call it that because I am a one-man band. I work with about six very strategic and very close associates for website design development, as well as additional copywriting, photography, videography, and search engine optimization, things like that. I have a good stable of contractors that I can, you know, help manage, execute work on behalf of my clients, so that we're producing, we're really focusing on the brand first, and what does the brand stand for. It's not just your logo, that's just a visual representation that's very important. But what do you stand for in the market that's unique and different and relevant as well? So differentiation is, of course, a big part of branding, and it's what people think about you. It's all about positioning. What position do you occupy in the mind of your prospective audience or your customers? You know, and enlarging that position as leader in what you do is what branding is all about. And so I work with clients on that. We execute the messages through websites, through email marketing, through social media marketing, and public relations.
It's a lot to take in. But with that said, I met you on a referral. I had one of your customers said to me, "Hey, Chuck Sink's a good guy. You should try him." And you started out by helping me with my Facebook page. You wrote a great piece on me and gave me some advice. So talk to folks a little bit about how to build up their word of mouth by using someone like you.
That's a great question, Tom. Because, you know, word of mouth, I think the best clients come from referrals. You know, we like to recommend people we know and have had success with and that we like. And so that business is just all the more, it's a stronger relationship from the get-go. All right, so if you can work on your brand first and foremost so that it does separate you apart from your competition in the way you want it to, so that you are known in the marketplace for the reasons you want to be known, then that brand identity that's in the mind of someone who hasn't used you yet but is aware of you, then gets a recommendation from a friend, then boom. You know, that brand and referral connection is about as powerful a new business connector as you can possibly get. And those relationships tend to be long-term, long-lasting, and profitable, mutually profitable. So I think working on the brand and being really authentic about it, knowing what you're good at, sticking with that, not trying to be all things to all people, but, you know, really working on your business as well as in it, is going to build your brand in the marketplace. It's going to position you positively, and when you get that referral, it's just going to click all the faster.
I'm speaking to Chuck Sink, Chuck Sink Link. He is a marketing guy, and he has his own company in New Hampshire. I've used them many times. In just a minute, I'm going to come back and ask you how you got involved in owning your own marketing company and also about your columns in the New England Real Estate Journal. We'll be right back with more.
Tom Hill, 1320 WATR, Hill's Gallery.
We're live till noon, 9:36. We're speaking to Chuck Sink from Chuck Sink Link in New Hampshire. Great marketing fellow. At 10:25, we'll have Gunther Berman, who's the president and the founder of the Newport Auto Museum, which is outstanding, right outside of Newport. And at 11:10, singer Taryn Papa, Waterbury gal, calling in from Nashville. She's worked with Marty Q and many others, and we'll play a little bit of her music as well to key that up. Back to you, Chuck. How did you find yourself in your own marketing agency?
I love this question, Tom. How long do we have?
Go ahead, man.
I'll keep it as brief as I can. I was sitting in an office in a job that I hated back in 2011. I was working at a full-service advertising agency in Manchester, New Hampshire. And I had some success a few years before that in another advertising agency. In fact, a great deal of success. Made a lot of money, brought in a ton of new business. And we were riding high until right around 2006, 2007. There were some internal issues, and the company began to experience problems. And I had to find a way out. So long story short, I jumped ship and got into the web design business for a while, working with a gentleman who took me on board as a business development guy, and we spent 10 years together chasing after website business. I found that was rather grueling, and we weren't set up for really long-term success, if you will. You know, the revenue stream, it wasn't a good model, put it that way. And so, you know, I found myself in this job that I had mentioned earlier. For about a year and a half, I was in business development for this ad agency, and it was a bad cultural fit. And, I kind of needed a job at the time, and it was offered, and I thought, you know, I can definitely make a go at this and duplicate my previous agency success. But it wasn't to be the case, and so my boss walked in one afternoon, and I had been toying with the idea of starting a business, but hadn't had any plans. I had a little bit of freelance copywriting business going on at the time, but that was it. I think one client, and he walked in. He had an envelope in his hand, and I knew what that meant, and I breathed a big sigh of relief, even though I was in tremendous debt, had no money in the bank, three kids in college, mortgage, cars, insurance, all the costs of family life.
Let me stop you a minute. Help!
Exactly. So what am I going to do? You know, I'm out of a job. But the first thing I thought of is, I'm going to start making some phone calls. I have a network. Thank God I had built a network through networking events, chamber-type activity, chambers of commerce. And, you know, I had a little bit of a following, and I had this newsletter, Tom. That was the key. I kept a personal sales and marketing tips, kind of business tips newsletter going that I just created organically on my own, and the companies I was with let me do that because it helped bring business to them.
What does started organically actually mean?
Well, you know, what I mean is without funding or backing, it's pretty much bootstrapping it.
Got it. Thank you.
So I had to bootstrap. I was in debt. I had no revenue. I had no clients. So I had this little newsletter, and I announced that I was available for hire as primarily a copywriter. So I knew that I could write one thing, skill I could bring immediately that was worth paying for was writing, because nobody can write well. Well, a few of us can. People need, people can write well, but it takes a lot of time to do it well. And they don't have the time. So, I've got some time. Hire me. So I just started doing project work for people, $100, $150, $200 jobs. I had to scrape together whatever I could. And, the numbers looked impossible. I pretty much was going to have to foreclose on my house and do all this. But, Tom, I got on my knees every morning and prayed. And just somehow things started to click every day. If I just didn't give up, one new business opportunity would show up like a bluebird, out of thin air. Where did that come from?
Thank the Lord.
I could go on and on with stories, examples like that, that were miracles, really.
Right. So what's your website for people that are getting in and out of their cars?
So chucksink.com, C-H-U-C-K-S-I-N-K.
And for the listeners, I've done business with Chuck. He's going to do some work on my Facebook page for full disclosure, and I really wanted to have him on because he really does great work, and I got him from word of mouth from another Waterbury businessman, so it was a delight. How did you get writing for the New England Real Estate Journal, and how can people see those columns?
Well, those columns, I write the marketing column. It comes out about every 6 weeks. I think the next one is due out in about 3 weeks or so from now. Let's see. I got that as a referral from another writer who decided they didn't want to do it anymore and recommended me to Jill Graham, one of the editors over there. And I got a call and said, sure, why not? And I've been doing it for the last 3 years with pretty much no end in sight because I have plenty of content, put it that way.
Well, if you want a free subscription to the New England Real Estate Journal, on Hills Gallery, you can call 1-800-654-4993. Did you get that one already? 800-654-4993 or NEREJ.com and ask for the editor of the Connecticut section. Tell her I set the call, Tom Hills. You're going to be a free subscription to Connecticut Real Estate Journal, and you get to see Chuck's column. Should people be trying to write columns, or should they hire somebody to write for them?
It all depends on time, and impetus. If they've got the wherewithal to sit down and write and they know their stuff, sometimes, it's from the horse's mouth is the best source. But then again, hire someone who knows how to write well, who has a track record, whose stuff you've read that you like, and trust them. Give them the information. Give them the facts. And let them take it from there, as long as you've given them a good overview. And they'll ask questions, believe me. A good writer will always have questions for you. Or maybe they're, not... thinking it through all the way, as they should. So,
well, I think I could consider myself a pretty good darn writer, and I wrote for the Real Estate Journal for years, but same thing happened. Got busy, and I needed something written. I think you wrote this in 17 for me, and you did a heck of a job. So even if you're a good writer, sometimes Chuck's advice, go to the outside source. Let me just give the free newspaper for Connecticut Real Estate Journal. If you want this free, you call New England Real Estate Journal, 800-654-4993. Ask for Annie. She runs the Connecticut section, 800-654-4993, and you can also get them at rejournal.com. They're great friends to me. They've made my career with their assistance in advertising and PR over the years, so we can get you a free subscription if you want to check that out. Chuck, how did you get interested in the first place? What did you take in college, and how did you end up with your first job after college?
Yeah, I actually did study marketing in college. That was my major, business administration with a marketing concentration. And I decided to go right into sales when I graduated. The opportunities were there. I thought sales is, you know, the kind of the a way into a marketing profession ultimately. And I spent 25 years doing sales, business development, before I got into the marketing profession per se, although a lot of my sales work was in the printing industry, and of course I worked with marketing teams and marketing directors and ad agencies quite a lot in that business. And that was kind of a natural way to enter into the marketing services business, which I did in about the year 2000. I kind of saw printing as you know, being kind of drying up and a lot of it going over to the internet.
Drying up, no pun intended.
Yeah, really.
Talking to Chuck Sink, 9:45 at Hills Gallery, about 39 degrees today. It's going to be cloudy, some sunshine with highs in the upper 40s and near 50s. Slight chance of nighttime sprinkle or flurry. That will be tonight, and maybe even some snow tonight, so keep your eyes out. Not a lot, but the lows in the 20s, and then tomorrow, some early flurries or snow showers followed by some partial clearing, a little colder with highs only around 40, and Monday, sun and clouds and highs in the mid-40s. So, Chuck, when we come back from a couple of commercials, I want to ask you to think about this now. What do you like to listen to in music, and then some tips for solo practitioners in order to stay focused and disciplined to do their business. Back to Chuck. Before I ask you what you're listening to, how about discipline and staying motivated for solo practitioners?
Yeah, that's a great one, because I struggle with that, you know, every day. My business is doing really well now. It's just firing on all cylinders, because I've become a small marketing agency, like I had kind of described before. But to get there, like I said, you know, I was just doing little projects here and there and trying to scrape together enough to put food on the table, never mind pay the bills. So, you know, it was faith, first of all. You know, I knew that I did have a good, strong network, and, you know, I have a strong spiritual faith, and that drove me every single morning and throughout the day as I needed to tap into it. So, you know, there's certainly that that can be very powerful in anyone's life. But knowing what you're good at, knowing and trying to stay focused, really persistence and not giving up is the key. I was very tempted at one point. In fact, I did dust off my resume and I started hitting the job market after the first year and a half or so of being in solo practitioner. Or solo practice, and you know, I wasn't as marketable as I thought. Maybe something to do with the fact that I'm over 50. A lot of the marketing agencies are looking for millennials and younger talent, things like that. So you know, I didn't really relish the idea of working, you know, in an office environment. So I just stuck to it. I said, you know, I've got these clients I'm committed to. I'm going to do the very best job that I can for them today. I'll see what I can do about new business. I'm going to make it a full day's work, and then I'm just going to turn it over to the higher power, you know, and whatever happens, happens. And, you know, with that consistency of faith and effort every day, my business just grew. And, you know, that can go into all sorts of interesting examples, but you know, there's not enough time for all the stories. And I think every entrepreneur has them. You know, we can all look back or even look at today, what we're struggling with. And, you know, it's just believing. You got to believe. If you don't believe, then guess what? You won't. If you do believe, then you probably will.
Great insights from Chuck Sink. Last question, since this is a music show, and we stream at WATR.com, TuneIn Radio app, and a Simple Radio app besides our 1320 AM. What do you like to listen to? What's your taste in music?
Well, it's varied mostly between jazz, rock and roll, blues. You know, the song that was stuck in my head this morning was Right Place, Wrong Time by Dr. John.
Good one.
You know, and so the 70s had a tremendous impact. You know, the 60s as well. When I grew up as a kid, my father he was a jazz musician, but played a lot of great jazz records like Stan Kenton, Woody Herman, Maynard Ferguson, some of the early Quincy Jones. I grew up on that music and I loved it. You know, I got a little older, kind of like junior high, high school, I started listening to Steely Dan, really early stuff by them. I always loved Chicago and like Blood, Sweat, and Tears because, you know, they were in the rock and roll genre, but they had that jazzy, really harmonic groove, and boy, I could get into that. And today, I'm listening to those guys. You know, I go back to the classics like Miles and, you know, Wayne Shorter and Coltrane. And then I get into some newer stuff, in the, like the funk, jazz, bluesy, Soul Live is one band I've been into for the last, 10 years or so.
You said Soul Live?
Soul Live, Soulive.
I have to look for them.
Yeah, check him out. Eric Krasno with a K. He's the guitar player, just an amazing guitarist. Alan Evans is the other guy, and along with his brother. So there's three guys that make up that band. I'm into a guitarist named Kurt Rosenwinkel. He will take you, just through the stratosphere with his technical ability. And just an amazing musician.
And speaking of those fellas, I've been playing Eric Johnson, who's got a new one out, and he's another one of those top guitar players in the world.
Yeah, amazing blues player, Eric Johnson, absolutely.
And some great smooth jazz. I played a couple numbers this morning. Chuck, I hate to say this, but your time is up.
Oh, no.
All right, give your website and your contact, and I will say goodbye.
All right, website is chucksink.com, and I'm at 603-345-7223.
Say that again.
603-345-7223.
Chuck, thanks for coming on. Thanks for the great work you've done for Tom Hill Realty, and hope to talk to you again soon.
It's been a pleasure, Tom. Look forward to catching up soon.
Adios, amigo.